This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yasmani Grandal downstairs in the Pirates clubhouse, our Spitzer Acura player of the game. Yaz, did you know those ridiculous numbers against the fastball for Diaz? You've become the first to hit one out. Congratulations on the big swing, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. No, I didn't really know. I mean, all I know is that he's a really good closer. But I guess today it was my day.
It was, and you've been able to really hit some good velocity this year. Is that something that you just feel like that, you still have that ability to take even some of the most elite fastballs and turn them around?
Yeah, I mean, the game's changed, obviously, and, velocity has gone up and up each year, so, you got to be ready to hit velocity. But at the same time, you got to have the awareness to be able to adjust, so... So yeah, I mean, I'm very comfortable hitting velocity. You know, I mean, more comfortable this year than I was last year. For me, it's a challenge. You know, it's one of those things where if you have a really good fastball, they're going to challenge you with it and see what you can do with it.
And safe to assume that you feel a lot more comfortable here in your last 30 games. Obviously, the numbers are indicating that you're seeing it pretty well right now, frankly.
Yeah, just made a few adjustments. Pretty much the typical adjustments you make in spring training. It just so happened that for me, it had to be during the year, and it's a little tougher when you had to do it, during a major league season. But yeah, I was glad that I was able to make the adjustments and understand what it was that I needed to do, and I'm going to continue to stick to my plan and trying to help this team as much as I can.
Yasmani Grandal is with us. He walks it off with a two-run homer. The Pirates were down 3-2 in the ninth inning, and he takes a Diaz fastball, deposits it into the right field seats, a 4-3 Bucko winner. Yaz, you mentioned on the TV side that this team has a ton of fight, and you want the fans to continue to believe. And you're talking specifically here for 2024, and even though the standings and the math sort of is what it is, I want you to clarify why you want and you believe in this team, and you'd like the fans to also believe, because that was a really powerful statement, frankly.
Yeah, I felt like, right at the half, we had, it was a good time in Pittsburgh, and everybody was excited about us, and then all of a sudden we went on that little streak where we lost, the 9-10 games in a row, and then it just kind of seemed like we let them down. And that was pretty much why I said, you just got to keep believing. This is a pretty tight group. This group believes. I believe in this organization and this group and what they're capable of doing. And that's why, I feel like we've had plenty of games where we've come from behind. It doesn't matter how much we're down. We're going to keep on fighting, and that's why that's pretty much it. Just stick with us and just trust that we are going to try and do the best as possible.
We're talking to Yasmani Grandal. What makes this team, you think, special? You've been around a lot of clubs. And maybe let's talk about not only 2024, but perhaps what you see ahead for this organization in 2025, 26, and things of that nature. What's in store here?
Well, obviously, what you guys have seen. I mean, you already have a rotation. That's probably one of the hardest things to do, right? Plus, you got plenty of arms down in the minor leagues that can help you. So you also have depth. That's one of the hardest things to do for an organization. You just have depth. And then, you know, you have the basic core. Guys that come into the field, they work, as hard as I've ever seen people work. And, you know, sometimes it's not going to pan out on the field, but they're going to continue working and they're going to continue to get better. It's a young team. It's a very talented team. There's just a few more pieces and that's it.
Yes, obviously, I'm not sure what's in store for you from a future perspective. If you feel, inclined to share that, I'm not going to stop you. But I do want to ask about, at 35 years old, there's a lot of folks that are on a one-year deal that may not come in at 12, 1 o'clock, put the time in, as you're doing, when I guess your future beyond this year is unknown. And you pour into young guys, not only your pitching staff, but even some of the other catchers on staff. Why do you do that when you're established, you've got your service time, you probably got enough money in the bank? Why grind the way that you do?
Well, you gotta set the tone. And that's just, it's as simple as that. You set the tone and let everybody else kind of see exactly how, you should go about your day. You should go about, playing this game, and that's pretty much it. It's as simple as that. I take pride in my preparation. I take pride in my competitiveness and the willingness to win. So it's just a matter of that, showing them that, this is what it takes to become a winning ball club and, to become successful in this game. I'm here, during days off, and pretty much, like you said, every day, 11:30, 12 o'clock, making sure that, we get done everything that we need to get done, whether it's game planning, whether it's, talking to guys about making adjustments or, what exactly it is that they've been doing or they haven't been doing, whether they're tipping, whether they're not tipping. It's just plenty of things that could be, I'm not the fastest guy, but I'm always looking out for, base running mistakes and, positioning out in the outfield or the infield. There's just so many things that you can think of when you become a student in the game. And that's, for me, that's number one. I just love this game, and I love the information and studying. And, that for me is number one.
Well, Yaz, we've heard lots of wonderful things about how you've helped the staff, especially, and appreciative of your work and your contributions to Pittsburgh. And, again, who knows what the future holds. Perhaps run it back in 25, we'll see. But continued success, and looking forward to watching this thing here over the next 30 or so games as you help the Pirates grow.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Yasmani Grandal, 2-run homer to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pirates win it 4-3.